That quick action includes installing solar panels, converting to electric vehicles, and reducing plastic use. It's all in a draft of Roanoke's Climate Action Plan, along with a benchmark to bring carbon emissions down to net zero by 2050.
That's the thing that people need to understand. These are really stretch goals, and they're really stretch goals because more and more of the science is saying that we're really running out of time.
Sean McGinnis, director of Virginia Tech's Green Engineering Program, helps calculate the city's annual carbon emissions. Roanoke's latest climate plan is approaching 4 years overdue, in part because of the pandemic and city staff turnover. City staff hope to bring a final version of the 103-page draft plan before City Council in August for adoption. More than anything, McGinnis says, it's important to build awareness.
Everybody thinks something small they do, turning their thermostat back, taking the bus one day a week. I think people tend to think that these small things don't add up, but when you add them up across a large population, they really do make a difference.
The plan notes that a critical tool to meeting the emission reduction goals will be millions of dollars in federal aid from the Inflation Reduction Act that can help people transition to renewable energy sources. For more stories like this, visit RoanokeRambler.com. I'm WFIR's Taylor Sherrill.